This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Aurora City employees are self-quarantining after potential exposure to COVID-19. Mayor Mike Kaufman announced this weekend that he tested positive. The Sentinel reports 29 employees are quarantined, but city officials won't say how many of them are connected to the mayor. Governor Polis hopes that stories of COVID-19 survivors help show people how serious the virus is. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
With cases surging, Polis was joined at his regular update by three survivors. Clarence Troutman says he was a very healthy 59-year-old, but in April, he says he had trouble breathing and was hospitalized.
The next thing I can remember is waking up, I think it was 27 or 28 days later. A great deal of that time, I was in a coma.
He spent 58 days in the hospital and says he's now fighting to get back to where he was. Hospitalizations in the state are now at their highest levels since spring. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
RTD board members approved a plan Tuesday to run buses more often on busy routes in Denver. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Some bus lines in Denver have stayed relatively popular through the pandemic. And given the need for social distancing, that's a problem. So RTD is axing three little-used suburban commuter routes and making other cuts so it can run more buses on Federal and West Colfax starting in January. That's led to some complaints from commuters. RTD says the change is only temporary, but it's not clear when it'll have enough money to actually restore service. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.